Hi, my name is Mike Pasquale, and I'm here with my friend Julio Mercurio, and I'm going to tell a story about almost getting mugged while I was abroad. So this happened in Barcelona, which is where I did my study abroad, and I felt really comfortable there. I felt like I kind of had found a home there, at least for the time being. And I had heard that, you know, there's some more or less dangerous aspects, pickpocketers and whatnot, but it hadn't happened to me, and I didn't really think much of it. So I was returning home from a trip to Switzerland, and I was with some friends on the train, and one by one, they were all kind of getting off at their stops. And I got off at the last stop. I was really tired. I wasn't paying much attention. I probably looked pretty tired. I probably looked pretty American just because of, you know, the clothes I was wearing. And yeah, so like I said, I was by myself. We were going up these flights of escalators, and I wasn't really paying attention, and someone turned around, pretty big guy, but I didn't really think about it. And he started kind of yelling at me in Spanish. And I couldn't understand what he was saying. I wasn't even sure he was talking to me. So after a while, I kind of looked around. I was like, he's definitely talking to me. So I asked him, I was like, sorry, are you talking to me? What, are you okay? And, then he kind of just started yelling at me in English, just kind of saying like, what, like, are you an idiot? I know you know what's going on. And I still didn't really process what was happening. And I just kind of said, no, like, I don't know. And he was like, I know you were trying to go through my backpack to take my stuff. And obviously there's not much you can do if someone says that other than say you weren't, which is what I did. But eventually he kept yelling at me, kind of put his hands on me a little bit. And that's when I kind of looked around to other people to kind of see if anyone else was understood what was happening, because I was very confused. And everyone else looked even more confused than I did. No one really knew what was happening. There was just kind of commotion going on. And then someone came up behind me as well, who was like his friend, and they both kind of accused me of going through his stuff. And then they kind of put their hands on me and more or less put me against the wall. And it was just a lot of shouting. Nothing more serious than that ever happened. Eventually they just kind of left me alone. But the thing I didn't think about at the time was that one was in front of me and one was behind me. So most likely they were just doing this to distract me so that they could steal stuff out of my bag. Which I think they would have done, except it was a pretty weird travel bag. So the zipper was on the inside, so they really weren't able to get in, which I hadn't even really thought about until this happened. So I really took a few things away from this. One was that even though I was very comfortable where I was, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I'm happy that I was that comfortable. There's still an element of caution that you need to have in day-to-day life, whatever it is, especially if you're living abroad, somewhere foreign to you. So understanding that level of caution that you need to have when you're experiencing new things. And I think finding a balance between being comfortable and being cautious, being self-aware. Like I said at the beginning of the story, I was pretty tired. And I was by myself, and I probably looked both. So it was probably just a good opportunity. And so I really just learned how to be, I guess, more self-aware.